We now pick up in section 11 of the Revelation Bible study in Revelation chapter 3 in verse 4. Revelation chapter 3 verses 1 through 6 cover the word of the Lord to Sardis, the dead church. And in Revelation chapter 3 verse 4 and 5 we read, "You have a few names, even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." And verse 6 says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." So, these who are walking with the Lord in white are the redeemed saints. And in Revelation chapter 7, in verse 13, actually we've got a couple of references here. Moving back a little bit in verse 9, we've got, "After these things I looked, and behold, a great number which no one could number." I'm sorry, "great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb." Here it is. "Clothed with white robes." So these are all the saved. And again, in verse 13, "One of the elders answered, saying to me, who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from?" And as we read further, we're going to find out that they're the tribulation saints. But no worries, we'll get to that point in our study, and we'll get into it in a little bit more depth. But suffice it to say that the saints, those who are saved, those who belong to God, as a result of putting their faith in Jesus Christ, his sinless life, his finished work, his resurrection, these will be clothed in garments of righteousness. Now we have a reference here to the book of life. And we read, "He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life." Now, we have several references in the Bible to the book of life, and this is one of them. And so, I prepared a study, and in the Revelation Bible study, this is still under point 11. Actually, it's also page 11. And this study has been prepared to explain the biblical teaching of the book of life. To this end, we will look at 12 scriptures that speak of it. The understanding that best harmonizes all of the biblical text on the subject is that there are actually two books written in heaven. In addition, there are multiple books in heaven which contain the works of those who trusted in the works. The book of life, or, as it's also called, the book of our living, contains the names of all the people ever created. The Lamb's book of life, or the book of all saved, contains the names of only those redeemed sinners who have trusted Jesus for eternal salvation and have an eternal home in heaven. And God knew, according to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4, God knew from before the foundations of the earth who all of those people were going to be. Now these are literal books. One of the rules of biblical interpretation is to take scripture in its literal sense unless the content clearly indicates otherwise. The context of the selected verses demonstrates which book is being referenced, whether it is the book of all living or the Lamb's book of life. Most scriptures that I'm going to read are going to be followed by a brief commentary. Exodus chapter 32, verses 32 and 33. "Yet now, if you will forgive their sin, but if not, I pray, blot me out of your book which you have written. And the Lord said to Moses, whoever has sinned against me, I will blot him out of my book." This is the first book, the book of life or the book of all living. It cannot be the Lamb's book of life. Why? Because nobody can be blotted out of that book. Since salvation is eternally secure and cannot be lost. And for further reference there, I would refer you to my study, The 21 Proofs of Eternal Security. You can get that online in the Articles and Topics page. And I'm also going to give you a couple of scripture references if you're not following along in your outline, because they're in there, but you can jot them down. John chapter 3 in verse 16, and John chapter 10 in verse 28. Sin is the cause of the blotting out. Believers are free from the power of sin positionally, but sin remains as a curse upon unbelievers, those who do not have the covering of their sin, that is, the blood of Christ. Ultimately, when all unbelievers are blotted out of the book of all living, the two books are going to match, and there will be two copies of the heavenly citizen's roll. And this is in keeping with the ancient custom that each party would have a copy to a covenant. And the covenant of eternal life is, in essence, the new covenant. So there will be God's copy, if you will, and the copy of the redeemed, the other parties, the other party to this conditional covenant, unconditional covenant, excuse me, those who chose to become a partaker of it. Psalm chapter 69, verses 27 and 28. Add iniquity to their iniquity, and let them not come into your righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. So there it's called the book of the living. Psalm 139, verse 16. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. Now this passage supports the idea of the existence of a book containing the names of all people, their days, beginning of course at conception. Of those, many were chosen before the foundation of the world. Daniel chapter 12 and verse 1. At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book. Now, this cannot be the book containing the names of all living. Otherwise, we would be teaching universalism, which is a heresy, that the idea that all men eventually are saved and are reconciled to God, which would totally defeat the purpose of Jesus Christ's work on the cross. Well, since not all are saved, that some, according to John chapter 3, enter into eternal condemnation, the reference here must be to the Lamb's book of life. Luke chapter 10 in verse 20. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Well, the unsaved dead are certainly not going to be doing any rejoicing, and they won't be in heaven either. The reference here is to the Lamb's Book of Life. What a great encouragement to believers these words are. Philippians chapter 4, in verse 3. And I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. And the fellow workers in the gospel. So these are saved people. We have another reference here to the Lamb's book of life. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 5. That's our text for this study. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. This is the opposite scenario as we had in Exodus 32, 32, 33, which is the first verse we read in our study. There is no blotting out of names from the Lamb's book of life. So that's what we've got in reference here in Revelation chapter 3, 5 in Sardis. Revelation chapter 13 in verse 8. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. Now, this, of course, is the fulfillment of Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, which reads, "Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Even unbelievers are going to do that in the end. So some will come willingly and enter into his rest rejoicing. Others will be dragged, but they too will acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord one day. Revelation chapter 17, verse 8. "The beast that you saw was and is not, and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, where they see the beast that was and is not and yet is." So in light of Psalm 139, verse 16, which we already spoke of, the reference here is to the Lamb's Book of Life. So these are unbelievers who are not written amongst the rolls of the saved. Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. "Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his works. And then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire." This is the second death. "And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." This is the great white throne judgment. Only unbelievers experience this judgment. Those who trust their own works instead of Christ for their eternal hope are judged on the basis of the works, and they fall short of heaven. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord, for all of those who believe, who accept God's gracious offer, believing upon the only Son of the Father in faith. One sin is enough to disqualify anyone from heaven. But there are many more than one sin for each individual, written in each of these additional volumes. So these books are going to be opened up, and all of the works are going to be examined. And they say, "Well, great, you gave to this charity. You helped this kid along through life. But you failed to give glory to God. You've broken the first commandment. You've engaged in pride. And therefore, your works are insufficient to get you into heaven. You tried to come in another way, and you'll be judged on that way, but it's not going to fly." Now, at the end of that passage, "Anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." The reference is clearly to the Lamb's book of life. Those who are excluded from the Lamb's book of life are excluded from heaven. Revelation chapter 21, verse 27. "But there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life." Only those who are written in that book will enter heaven. And Revelation 22:19, "And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book."